Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. And let me encourage you for this beautiful scripture from Psalm 67, 1 and 2. God, be merciful to us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Wow. What a beautiful thing, right? What a beautiful scripture. And the second portion is of paramount importance, that says that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. My dear brothers and sisters, the Christian church is God's appointed means of spreading the gospel around the world. A church that is not a missionary church will quench the Spirit of God and miss his blessing. God's agenda for history is that all nations might believe and obey him. The Bible says in Romans 16:26. All too often, however, the church has allowed itself to become self-centered, merely maintaining the status quo and failing to respond actively to this biblical directive. You know, I was listening to this beautiful hymn written by Mary Ann Thompson, and she writes this beautiful missionary hymn. She was born in London, England, but spent most of her life in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where she was active in the Church of the Annunciation. She wrote a number of hymns and poems. This being the only one to survive, however, she wrote O Zion Haste out of a stressful experience in 1868. One night, as she was watching her child who was ill with typhoid fever, the desire to write a missionary hymn pressed upon her. Some have felt that perhaps Mrs. Thompson had made a covenant with God that if he might or he would spare her child, she would consecrate him to his service. The opening line of the final stanza, "Give of thy sons to bear the message glorious," could indicate this. May these words move us from lethargy to evangelism. Beautiful words are there. O Zion, haste thy mission high fulfilling, to tell to all the world that God is light, that he who made all nations is not willing one soul should perish, lost in shades of night. And the chorus goes, publish glad tidings, tidings of peace, tidings of Jesus, redemption and release. So my dear brothers and sisters, prayerfully consider how you could partner in the missions of the church, and how you could become a missionary, how you could support the missionary, how and where you can minister the gospel of Jesus. The time is high, and the time we are living in is the end time days, where Jesus anticipates that we will accelerate our missionary movement and preach the gospel of Jesus to the nations. Amen. That's the call of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Lord God Almighty, we bless you that you cause your face to shine upon us. You bless us, O Father. And Lord, your word says that the purpose of your causing your face to shine upon us, that your ways be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for that. That's the purpose. That's the purpose you give us grace. That's the purpose you give us mercy. That's the purpose you save our souls, that we in turn will be able to preach the gospel. We in turn, O Lord God Almighty, will make the ways of God known on this earth, the salvation among all the nations. I thank you, Lord. I pray even today, Lord, your spirit of intercession and your spirit of evangelism be the portion of your church in Jesus' name, O God. Hallelujah. Help us not to be self-centered. Help us not to only look within, O Lord God Almighty, but help us to look on those who are perishing, languishing without the salvation of Jesus, O God. Our family, our friends, O Lord God Almighty, who do not know Jesus, will be able to reach out to them with the love of God. Lord God Almighty, I thank you, Father God. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out to their jobs, to their businesses, in running the errands of the church. I release, O Lord, running the errands of the day for their lives. I pray that you will bless them. You will honor them, O Father God. You will bless the work of their hands. You will establish them. You will flourish them. You will prosper them because they are your heritage, O God. I release your anointing upon them. O Father, I speak a blessing upon them. The blessing of Abraham will be their portion, O God. For those who are sick in our midst, O Father, I send forth your healing in their minds and in their bodies, that they will be totally rejuvenated, recuperate from all their sickness, and they will be healed and made whole by the power of God's Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, O Father. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, and we give you the glory and honor, dominion, power, and authority because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.